All right, Grace, it looks like I finally did something right in running the equipment. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for allowing us to do this.
I'll try my best.
Oh, you'll do just fine. So, 100 years. I mean, right. Did you think you'd make it to 100 years?
No. I never thought I'd live this long.
So, how do you stay so positive?
I've always felt that you've got to be positive with life. There's things you can't change. If you can't change them, go with it, but try and do the best you can. I've never felt negative about life in general.
I want to ask you about this because not many people have the experience of what 100 years ago was.
Yeah.
So describe what it was like as far back as you can remember.
Well, you know, I grew up in a very warm, loving family. My dad was a very successful homesteader, farmer, and everything was positive around our home. We didn't... He was a good community builder, so was my mother, was always willing to do things for others. And I just grew up in a very positive home.
So where was that at? What did you call your hometown?
Cartwright.
Cartwright. Okay, so when you say they were homesteaders, that means you were second generation.
That's right.
So how hard did your parents work?
Well, my parents worked very hard. But Dad was a very good farmer. Now, Dad had come from Illinois, and he knew what farming was like. And that part of the area there was very good farmland. We were right on the hills above where the Yellowstone hits Missouri.
Okay.
And that was very good farmland. Well, Dad knew what farming was. He knew what to look for. And when they homesteaded there, that was prime farmland.
So when you take a look back at that, and some of the farms now, we've got farms in the Red River Valley that are 10,000 acres.
Oh, yes.
How many acres did your mom and dad farm?
You know, I don't even really know.
Roughly.
Oh, I would suppose probably 400 or 500 acres is all he had.
And that actually, in those days, I guess, it would probably be a good-sized farm.
Yeah.
If your father farmed and your mother farmed, my guess is you knew how to farm. You did some of the work.
Yeah. I never thought I'd be anything but a farmer's wife either.
Well, that turned out to be fairly true, right?
Well, I married a farmer. He didn't stay on the farm.
So he left some of that to you, right? How did you meet Art?
I met him at a dance.
Really? Where was the dance?
In little town of Charbonneau. And as was the... At that time, you know, they had benches on all both sides, but there wasn't room enough for us to sit on those benches. So I was sitting with a friend of mine up on the stage on the toward facing. We weren't looking at the music. We were there to dance. But he was playing the violin. He and his sister were entertaining. They were the music.
I was going to ask you that because I had the pleasure of seeing Governor Link actually play the violin with Elroy Lindis when his band was in town one time.
Okay. Yes.
I think you were there, if I remember.
Oh, sure. I'm sure I was there.
Was he good at it?
Very good at his violin.
Well, how are you going to dance with a man you find as handsome when he's playing in the band?
Oh, well... The next 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, the night that I met him, his sister and brother-in-law were over talking to my folks about playing for a dance, for their wedding dance. So when we went, to their wedding dance. Of course, I went with my folks. And of course, Art was there for his sister's wedding dance. So I met him. Actually, he had just realized who I was a couple weeks before, but then that was the first time I got the chance to visit with him and dance with him.
So what did you think of him right away?
Oh, I suppose I just kind of accepted right at the time. I wasn't thinking about anything more than just having a good time at the dance.
You did, like anyone, you didn't know right away he was the one.
No, I didn't, although I never dated anyone else.
How long did it take him to call you?
Well, I don't know.
But he did call.
Oh yeah. Well, they didn't have a phone in the area they lived in. We had a phone, but...
So how did he get in touch with you?
He just came to the different things that was going on in Cartwright, which was a little different. That's, I suppose 10, 15 miles from his home. His hometown was either Charbonneau or Alexander.
Yeah.
How
long did you two date before you decided to get married?
Well, we dated for a little over 5 years.
Okay. And then, now let's move forward after that. Am I right? Was it 6 kids?
Yep.
That's a lot of kids.
Yep, that's right.
Did you teach them how to work?
Well, they all knew how to work. You bet they did. I'll have to admit that my daughter preferred to be out working with the cattle and with the boys and to sit in my... She was a very good home economist. I don't mean that. She was a good homemaker. But she liked to be with the other young people.
Uh-huh. When you look back, you know, you've got a farm, you've got children, and you have a husband who everybody can tell is going to be a leader in many ways someday. I'm curious, when he looked at you and said, you know, I'm going to this meeting tonight, or I'm going to that meeting tonight. What was that like?
Oh, I spent a lot of lonesome evenings at home, but, you know, my dad had been a community builder, and I accepted it.
Okay.
You've got to do things for your community, and I just accepted that.
What were your parents of the same political beliefs as what Art was?
Pretty much so, yes.
Okay. Did that make it easier?
I think it did.
Okay.
My dad really had not been active in politics as such. He would do things for the community. The Red Cross drive or this or that, he was always doing those kind of things. But he was not involved in politics at all.
What did he think of you and Art getting involved in politics?
He never said very much one way or the other.
He wasn't against it?
No, he wasn't against it.
Okay. So when all of that started, when Art started getting active, which meant you were active, right?
Yeah.
You didn't have a choice.
That's right.
Did you enjoy it?
Most of the time I did. I enjoyed getting out and meeting the people and so forth. But there were times when it was kind of stressful with the family, and especially during some of those legislative years.
Did you take the kids to Bismarck ever?
The first 5 sessions.
So you came here and lived for those months during the sessions?
Yes. We'd get a hired man to stay on the farm and do the work, take care of our cattle and so forth. And we came down as a family for 5 sessions.
Okay.
Then our oldest son was starting high school. You can't move them initially. Up to that point, we'd bring them down, put them in school here, and take them home again.
Did the kids look forward to it, or did they did they not like it?
I think they enjoyed it. And I know the two youngest ones felt like they kind of missed out because by the time they were ready for school, we weren't able to come down anymore. They didn't get that chance.
So in terms of the kids, you know, you've got a situation where they've got two groups of friends. I mean, I still remember my classmates, but now it's not just Alexander, it's Bismarck.
Bismarck, yeah.
They must have enjoyed that.
I think they did. Walter and Rodney Jaden became very good friends. We lived at Jaden's trailer court.
Oh, okay.
For five, yeah, all five.
So you went to the same place every time?
Yeah, we went back.
So it must have become home.
You know, Cobus Jaden was very good to us. He had one building that was two apartments, and during the last session we were down, he cut a door between and rented us the whole thing, and then when we left he closed it up. It was pretty nice of him.
How do you beat that? We're going to take a little break. When we come back, more with North Dakota's favorite First Lady. Okay, Grace, when you think about this, you know, I guess the big question is, we've got to the point where you're at the legislative session, but when you get to legislative sessions, it's not hard to see who becomes the leader at those sessions.
Yeah.
It really isn't. I mean, there's a lot of legislators, but it's a little bit like cream. It rises to the top. I know that. Was it easy to tell then that Art was going to go beyond that?
No, I didn't. I didn't think he would. In fact, I didn't think that he would go beyond. I remember the day we drove out when we went to Washington when Art was elected congressman, and his dad stood there in the yard, and you could see that he was a little, well, he was proud of his son, but he was also a little disappointed. And Art said, "Don't worry, Dad. This is only a 2-year stint. I'll be back to the farm." And of course, he never ended up back to the farm. But
if history serves with some of the people I've talked to, he didn't like Washington, did he? I mean, my memory is that he was meant to be back home in North Dakota.
I think so. Yes.
Was that a long time away from each other, or did you go out to D.C. a lot?
I was there with him.
Okay. So how did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was interesting for 2 years. I wouldn't want that for my lifestyle.
Yeah.
No.
I could see.
It was fun for the 2 years. There were other congressional wives. We had a congressional wives organization, and we would go on tours go and see different things and do different things. And that was the fun part of it.
What about the kids that you were still raising?
Our youngest were in college.
Okay, so that was a little bit easier.
I don't think we could have done it if we'd been, kids would have been in high school. No.
So how many terms did Art serve in Congress?
Just one term.
Yeah. And then did you know that he was going to come home and run for statewide office?
Well, we didn't plan it that way. But then when I imagine Bob was at the bottom of it trying and get Art to run for governor.
When you say Bob, you mean Bob Vallou, who's been a leader in the Democratic NPL party for years.
Yeah, that's right.
And that isn't surprising to me. Bob was always very good at finding talent. So you come home, and the next thing you know on the slate, the Lynx are running for governor. Did you think you were going to win that race?
Well, you never go into anything like that without thinking you're going to win.
Well, and Bill Guy had been governor, so
yes. That
was a different era.
That was a different era than now. I think it would be hard today.
Yeah. So when Art ran that first race for governor, mm-hmm. How much traveling did you two do around the state? I mean, was...
You know, he went one way, and I, my daughter, Joanne, and I, we were going to other places. I went to coffee parties and this and that, and we got around.
So people really knew that you two were a team. It's
yeah.
Just you were killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Okay. When he ran for governor, you know, I'm sitting here trying to think of the era. And I drove to Minot one time, and I saw some spoil banks up in coal country. Mm-hmm. And I was riding with a rural water director at the time. His name was Don Lee. And I never really knew Don's politics. I suspected he was a co-op guy, but he was on my board of directors at my local rural water. And Don showed me those spoil banks with all the trees growing out of them, and which basically had turned into useless land. And he looked at me and he said, you know what? That's why we voted for ArtLink. That wouldn't have happened if it hadn't been for ArtLink. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious what you think about that.
Well, I think that was very true. I think Art was very concerned about you're destroying the land. You gotta, like he said, you know, who was it that said, take care of the land, boys, or they're not making any newer, something like that. That was
God's not making any new more land, right? Grace Link is our guest here. Grace is nearing 100 years old. There's going to be a big celebration, and the whole state should be at it, as far as I'm concerned. But she's willing to get to the state this way here through the News and Views Radio Network. Grace, the time that you spent in Bismarck, what's your thoughts on that in terms of the sacrifice that both you and Art made? What's your remembrance of your time spent in Bismarck as First Lady for the state of North Dakota?
Well, it was an interesting life, and we were on the go so steady and so fast you didn't have time to stop and think about what you were missing. I suppose I missed the most, the thing that I sacrificed was being able to be more with my grandchildren and, mm-hmm. and so forth. You give up your family life.
There was a kind of a different era. It had transformed. They always say that that if you listen to John F. Kennedy and you listen to Richard Nixon in that debate on the radio, that you would have thought Nixon won, but when you watched it on TV, you thought JFK won. And Art was part of all that at politics at the time. How well did he like TV as a means of advertising and communicating with the public?
He never said much. He just did it. He never complained. I don't know how he felt about it, really.
I remember looking up and, you know, with Heidi. Now,
yeah.
some of the way this campaign goes.
Oh, the campaigns are so different than what we went
through. Give people an idea of that.
Well, I don't know. I guess we were just more civil to each other. We didn't do things like they do today. We talked issues more and not character assassination like they do today.
I guess I wish I had grown up in that time more. Because when you watch TV now or you listen to the radio, what's your first thoughts?
I don't know. I just kind of think, well, that's what they're saying. And
do you have any idea, the first governor race that you and Art ran, do you have any idea how much that cost, just roughly? Or
no,
okay.
I don't.
Could you imagine?
Probably ten or $20,000 would be as much as was spent.
And today we've got races that the race that's going on right now for the United States Senate is going to be, by all estimates, between 30 and 40 million.
That's right. There's no reason for that.
Yeah. So the transformation, because Alexander's home,
yeah.
You go to Bismarck, Art Link and Grace Link are working for the whole state of North Dakota, which means now you're involved in the Red River Valley. You're going there a lot. What was the differences between people from the East and the West and the North and the South?
Well, I don't know. We had our friends in each area. I don't know that I tell you really what the differences were.
So North Dakotans were North Dakotans.
That's right.
What is your proudest memory of what you two were able to accomplish at that time?
Well, I don't know. Probably his standing on conservation and so forth. I don't know if we had any particular. We did stop the. We fought against the gambling and the drinking bill.
Mm-hmm. I remember quite well the position Art took when it came to gambling.
Yeah.
And he stayed solid and true to that right to the end.
He did, yeah.
I'm assuming when you're talking about drinking, you're talking about the fact that Art's governor during the Vietnam era, and there was a real push. South Dakota did, for example, and so did Minnesota, allow younger people to drink. Art was never in favor of that?
No.
So what was his take on the fact that young North Dakotans were heading off to Vietnam? I know he was very much in touch with leaders all across the United States. The recognition by people back home that he's their governor and these young men and women are serving their country in uniform at that time. What was his take on that?
I don't know. I guess we never talked about it that much.
That had to be a different time, though. It had to be. You know, looking back on my father, I graduated high school in 1980. Okay. And I was interested in going to the military in 78, was the first recruiter I talked to. And Dad said until this country learns how to treat their military, you're not going in the military. And oftentimes when I think of Art Link, of course, you think of your dad, you know, and because he was the state's dad.
Yeah.
When you look at that era and you're done being governor, okay, you're done being governor and first lady in the state of North Dakota, what'd you do? Where did you go?
Well, we stayed here and he just continued volunteering his time for this or that or whatever he was involved in, like the anti-gambling or the, we just, but he was always involved in something that was, we felt was good for the state.
I remember your husband being up at the Capitol when I was in the state Senate. Mm-hmm. And he was so dedicated. I mean, so dedicated going those hearings. And was that all the time? I mean, did he do that even before I went? Because you would think his time in government, he'd want some of that time back.
No, he was really concerned about our state. And he was willing to give up his time for anything that would help our people.
So when you're raising six kids and you have a husband that's an activist and he turns you into an activist, did it ever get tough? Did you ever have to rein him in? I think of you two as the perfect couple. Did you ever have to say, Art, it'd be nice to have you home one night?
No, I never stopped him from doing what he thought was right.
No. Are you still interested in politics today?
I keep very close track of it. Not involved, but I read about it and I keep track of it.
The Dem NPL in this state is nowhere near what Art Link built it up to be.
No.
Why do you think that is?
I guess we just haven't had, I don't know. We've had some good leaders, but the state has just seemed to turn, and I think part of it is the oil that's brought different people in, and they've got a lot of influence. They've got a lot of money to influence the people.
Do you think if Art Link were governor today, he would allow the state to reduce oil tax by 700 million, I should say,
no.
A day?
No.
Do you think Art Link would have put that money to work on schools and colleges?
That's right. We'd have used that money somehow, but we wouldn't. Oil companies don't need that kind of a gift.
So you believe if that bill had crossed his desk, he might have vetoed that one?
Yeah, he might have, yeah.
Who's some of the people that you remember the most from your time in politics?
Well, of course,
Bob Blue. McKinney. By the way, Bob's wife is sitting right next to
me. Yes, she is.
Can I point that out? Marge is sitting here.
Yeah, and Art McKinney was a... I don't know if you remember him even.
I don't know that I remember him.
He worked for Bill Guyve.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then he came in and worked for Art.
Okay. I'm trying to remember the timing of it all.
Jan.
But when Art thought about, or actually he did run for governor again, right?
Yes, he lost to Olson.
Yeah, Alan Olson.
And then he was going to run again, but Sinner beat him at the convention.
So then
Art just supported Sinner.
Mm-hmm. You talk about a different era. You know, I remember when Alan Olson won that seat, because now I'm active in politics, and of course you've got grain embargoes and many reasons that the Democratic Party wasn't looked as well upon, that primarily were nationally. Was it true that when Art was running for governor for that nomination from the Dem NPL, that he and Walt Yelley and Buckshot Hoffner and Bud Sinner, that they, the four people running, that they traveled together? That were they that civil to each other?
Oh, yeah, they were civil to each other. Yeah, there's never any... I don't think there was any hard feelings at all between those fellows. That, at least we didn't hear it, of course. Whether they felt hurt or not, I don't know.
I remember going to Democratic conventions, and when Art Link came in the room, everything stopped, and the applause started.
Yeah.
What's that like to be married to a man like that?
Well, these are some of the things you just accept in life.
I remember the same was true of you, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I want to give you an example, and I'd love to get a reaction from you on this, because... You know, your son Harvey is somebody I just respect immensely, what he's done at the State College of Science and what he's done to education. But, you know, he mentioned to me that you're a night owl.
Yes.
Is that true? What time you
very
go to bed definite. At night?
I'm never in bed before midnight.
Why?
Well, perhaps back when I was on the farm and our oldest son had gone over to Fairview, which was close, and I went to bed, and I woke up at 1:30, and he wasn't home. And I never went back to sleep until he came home. He'd had a car accident, which was not his fault. But when you're over in the valley and they have to bring the sheriff or somebody over from Watford City, all of this, he didn't get home till 4:30 or so in the morning. And I never went to sleep until my boys were home after that.
Did they like that?
Well, they never said. So I don't know for sure. If
how are you going to sneak back in the house if Mom's watching all the time?
I'd probably be in bed, but I wouldn't be asleep.
Well, it raises another question, though. With all the travel and the time and the dedication, were you constantly worried about... That's a lot of miles.
Oh, yeah.
Were you constantly worried about when Art was going to be home?
No, well... I wouldn't, most time, I didn't go to bed until after he came home, no matter what time it was. Now, I went with him quite a bit.
But there's no cell phones.
No, there are no cell phones in those days.
Yeah.
In fact, there's for many years, we did not have a telephone.
Yeah. And when you did, was it a party line?
Yeah. First, for a little while, it was a party line, but it, we got it for individuals pretty soon. It wasn't very long.
Do you remember what your ring was on that party line?
Our party line was long and four shorts.
A long and four shorts, huh?
Yeah.
And you, could you click it halfway up and hear if somebody was on the line?
Well, if you picked up the receiver, if somebody was on the line, you knew that you could listen in on their conversation.
Yeah, that was a whole different era.
Oh, yes, very much.
You know, we're talking about being a night owl. I have to tell you about this memory. 6 years ago, Heidi's in a very close race for, you know, the United States Senate. And there's a rally being held here in Bismarck. And I'm looking out in the crowd as the MC of that rally. And it's about 1 o'clock in the morning or maybe later. And I see North Dakota's favorite First Lady, Grace Link. Was that easy for you, or was that?
No, that was easy. I was just part of the group.
You weren't just part of the group.
Yeah.
You know, you were royalty in that group.
Oh,
you know that,
no.
Right? I think it was pretty important to Heidi and to our family to be able to see you there. And
oh, that's good.
Did you think she was going to win?
Oh, yes. I had confidence in Heidi.
Give me your impressions of Heidi. What, when you think of Heidi, what's the first thing you think of?
Well, she's just a very talented person that's concerned for North Dakota, trying to do what is we consider what is best for us. She's very talented, I think.
Well, one of the reasons I ask is because in the era when you got started in politics, the thought of a woman being a United States Senator probably wasn't on people's mind. Is that fair?
I don't think it probably was.
Yeah.
No.
So to be there when a woman becomes a United States Senator, other than, and we all both know Jossie Burdick was appointed to fill out Quentin's term, which was, I think, you know, quite an honor and something that should have happened.
Quite an honor to Jossie, yes.
Yeah. But to see one elected, to see that new era start, what did you think that night?
I guess I've always felt like women are as capable as men, and it was just what should be.
When I think of 100 years ago, did women have the vote 100 years ago?
No.
What did you think of that?
Well, I guess when they did get the vote, I was still young enough that I wasn't thinking about politics.
Okay.
I think it was like, what was it, 26?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would know better than me.
See, I was about 10 years old.
Did your mom ever talk about it?
No.
Okay.
No.
It was just the way things were then.
Just the way things were. Yeah.
The fact that women have gone so far and done so much in politics by getting active. Do you think that women are starting to take for granted what women like yourself work so hard to get them?
Yes, I think they are. They just feel like they're equal. And I don't think they look back to the years when the women didn't have much say.
Is that a good thing? The fact that they're able?
It's a very good thing that they're able, that women are able to be a part of it, yeah.
But the fact that they take it for granted, to me, tells me how good of a job you did.
Well, maybe that's true. I don't know.
100 years right here, you know, on this earth. If you had to give advice to anybody out there that is looking to be here up for 100 years, what would it be?
Well, I think you need to be true to yourself and your beliefs, and work to make our country better. I don't know what else.
I don't think there's any better way we could end this interview than that.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Grace.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, darling.